The Torah describes all of the Yom Tovim in this week's parasha, but in the middle of describing the Yom Tovim, the Torah takes a little bit of a break, right in the middle of the Yom Tovim. It describes the Yom Tov of Shavuos, and then right before moving on to Rosh Hashanah, the Torah tells us, "Uvekutzruchem es ketzir artzuchem, lo sechale pa'as sadcha, bekutzrecha, veleket ketzircha, lo selakeit, lo ani velager tazov osam ani Hashem Elokeichem." Basically, the Torah tells us, right before telling us about the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, right after telling us about the Yom Tov of Shavuos, that you should leave a corner of your field for a poor person to be able to take from. You should leave various matnos aniyim, leket shichcha peya. So Rashi discusses the issue, sort of, and Rashi says, Zom Rabbi Avdimi b'Rabbi Yosef, ma ra'a ha'kosov litnim be'emtza ha'regalim, pesach va'atzeres mikan, Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippur mikan. Why is it smack in the middle of talking about all the Yom Tovim? Pesach and Shavuos on the one side, and then Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur on the other side, right in the middle. All of a sudden it talks about Leket Shichu Peya. So it says Rashi, Lelamdecha Shekalanosen Leket Shichu Peya La'ani Karaoi. Anyone who gives the Matnos Aniyim to the poor people like he's supposed to, Ma'alin Alav Ki'ilu Bana Beis HaMikdash V'Hikrav Alav Karbanosav B'Tochel. It's as if he built the Beis HaMikdash. It's as if he brought the Karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. So it sort of addresses the issue, but Rashi still leaves us with a bit of an incomplete answer, because that does explain why Leket Shichu Peya are connected to Karbanos, maybe even Karbanos of Yom Tovim. Well, not really Karbanos of Yom Tovim. It explains why it's related to Karbanos, but it could have been in any parsha of Karbanos. When we think of Yom Tovim, we probably don't even think of Karbanos first, even though that's obviously the primary thing we probably should be thinking about. But there's plenty of psukim in the Torah that are about Karbanos. If all the Torah wanted to highlight is that when you give money to poor people, it's as if you brought Karbanos, so there are no shortage of choices of psukim that are about Karbanos that the Torah could have interrupted with this brief message of Leket Shichu Peya. It dafka chose the Karbanos of the Yom Tov of Shavuos and follows that up with Leket Shichu Peya. What's the connection? Furthermore, the Torah tells us about the importance of not making a Chil Hashem, of making a Kiddush Hashem. Pasuk says, "Ushmarta mitzvosai v'asisim osam ani Hashem." You should observe the mitzvos. "V'lo sechalulu Hashem kadshi." You should not make a Chil Hashem. "V'nekdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael." You should be mekadish me within the Bnei Yisrael. Ani Hashem Mekadishcha. I am the Hashem who sanctifies you. Now the phrase Besoch Bnei Yisrael seems a bit odd. If we're being told Lo Sechal L'Shem Kadshi, it doesn't say over there Besoch Bnei Yisrael, but being told Lo Sechal L'Shem Kadshi, don't make Chil Hashem, the consequence of not making Chil Hashem L'chora is Viskadashti, so you make a Kiddush Hashem. Why do we add in Dafka when talking about Kiddush Hashem that it's got to be Besoch Bnei Yisrael? Where else is Kiddush Hashem going to be? Meaning it's for the flip side of Chil Hashem. So I thought to answer all these questions based on an idea that I heard from my Rebbe Rav Shechter several times, that he explained the different pasuk in this week's parasha. The Torah tells us that there are different mumin in both Karbanos as well as in those who bring the Karbanos that will disqualify the Karban. And amongst the mumen that the Torah lists, amongst the blemishes listed by the Torah, is a sarua. And Rashi explains, what does sarua mean? Eiver gadol mechavero. A guy has two perfectly great legs. One of them is a little bit longer than the other. Each one individually looks perfect. There's nothing wrong with it. But one is a little bit bigger than the other one. So Shechter explained that mum based on a hesped that Rav Nissen Alpert gave for Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. Rav Alpert pointed out, Rav Alpert died, Rav Alpert was one of Rav Moshe's closest Talmidim. He died just a short time after Rav Moshe, even though he was much younger. He died at a very young age. I think he was 57 years old when he passed away. And he was already very ill at Rav Moshe's Levaya, but he had to be one of the Mespidim. Like, it wasn't a Shaila, he was going to say a hesped. So Rav Alpert, with great Mesiris Nefesh, came to Rav Moshe's Levaya and said a hesped. And Rav Alpert pointed out that people knew Rav Moshe not just as a brilliant posek, not just as a Rosh Yeshiva, not just as a tzaddik, but they always called him, he was the normal gadol. He was a normal guy. So a guy who finishes Shas 600 times, who knows every prima gadol on Shulchan Aruch Bal Peh, That's pretty normal. Right? Normal guy. How does that translate to normal by anybody's definition? How did people feel when they were talking to him that they were talking to a normal person? They were talking to a Malach Hashem Tzvakos. No, the man was beyond our comprehension in terms of his bekiyus, in terms of his asmada. So Valper explained, no. The point is that Rav Moshe did not have any particular midah, positive midah, that stuck out above the rest. The same way he was a gon and a gadol in hasmada, in hasbara, in hora'a, he was a gon and a gadol in midos, in anava, in chesed, it was all the same. There was no one element that was bigger than the other. The same way you couldn't even fathom the memory, how he remembers every prima gadol on Shulchan Aruch, you couldn't fathom the amount that he was willing to lower himself to people who didn't know how to treat him properly. He was equally great, larger than life in all areas, and therefore it worked out. It felt normal. So Shachtu explained that the meaning behind the mum of Eiver Gadol Mechavero is really that a person, it's describing a person who has a fundamental lack of balance in their life. A person has to be well-rounded even within his Judaism. A person cannot excel in Ben Adam Lechavero and ignore Ben Adam Lemakom. Even if a person excels in Ben Adam Lechavero and Ben Adam Lemakom and ignores Talmud Torah. I'm not a learner, you hear that a lot. I'm not a learner. If you're a balanced Jew and you excel in Ben Adam Lechavero, you excel in Ben Adam Lemakom, that means part of that is being a learner also. Of course, the opposite is also true. A person can't excel in Torah without also excelling in Ben Adam Lechavero, and in Frumkeit, and in Yir Shemayim. It all goes together. So it's interesting. So being small isn't a mum. Being a katan is not a mum. Being small. But having one limb larger than the other, that is a mum. Meaning, you just have to be proportional. It's okay if you haven't grown up yet. But it's got to be proportional. You got to be holding where you're holding. Worse than a person being a katan is someone who projects an image of being a gadol in one area while really they're maintaining katnus in every other area of their life. Because people are going to confuse him for a gadol. People will confuse such a person for a legitimate symbol of what an accomplished Jew is. Gemara in Yuma Daf Pei Vav Amar Aleph tells us, V'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha, Shei Shem Shemayim Mis'ahev Al Yadcha, that you should cause Shem Shemayim to be beloved through you. Shei Korei V'shone, you should learn Tanakh, learn Mishnayis, Mishamish Tamil Chamim, learn Gemara, V'yei Maso Masano Be'amuna, you should deal honestly in business, V'diburo B'nachasim Habrios, you should speak nicely to people, and then Mahabrios Almost Love. If you do all that, what do people say about such a person? Ashrei Aviv Shalom Del Torah, Ashrei Rabo Shalom Del Torah. How wonderful it is to live a life of Torah, because that's really a life of Torah. If a person has all of those things, sometimes there are certain mitzvot that just get forgotten. There are certain mitzvot that, for whatever reason, people tend to ignore. Sometimes there are mitzvot that, or averos, that the community tends to tolerate. Rav Belsky in his Sefer on Chumash in last week's parasha says, yeah, how do we know which averos an individual gets punished for, which averos the whole family gets punished for? If you notice in Zara Lamolech, the whole family gets punished, not just the one who put his kid Lamolech. And which averos the whole world gets punished for? The Gemara in Shavua says, for Shavua, the whole world gets punished for that. How did HaKadosh Baruch Hu decide? What, Molech isn't as bad as Shavua? It's much worse, right? One would think. So how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu decide which ones get which? Rambelsky suggested that when the Avera comes as a result of being in an environment where certain things are tolerated, and it's like, it's not taboo, it's okay. Lamashal, if a person is a pedophile, that's taboo. You can bet he's not getting shlishi, you would hope. But, you know, a person is in Machbid on some other things, you know, cheats in business, whatever, okay, as long as he pays for shlishi. That won't be a problem. There's just certain things that we don't reject. And there has to be balance on a communal level also. And we have to, if we're committed to Torah, we got to be committed to the whole thing. The parts that we fully understand and connect to, and the parts that maybe are a little more challenging for us. And the Gemara goes to the flip side. Someone who's Korav, Ishonam, Shamish Tamil Cham learns a lot, but Ein Maso Masanu Ben Muna, Ein Dibura Benachas Mabrios, not such a nice guy, isn't so honest. Mahabrios Omras Alav. What do people say about him? Oilo Laploni Shalom Torah, Oilo Laviv Shalom Torah. What a horrible thing Torah is, people will say. Woe unto his father, to his Rebbe who taught him Torah. Look how bad he turned out. I think based on this idea, this Nakuda, of having a commitment throughout Judaism. First of all, obviously, it's a very important message in terms of chumras. People always ask, when do I know if I'm ready to take on a certain chumras? So it's a very important thing in terms of taking on certain chumras to know if you're holding there as a whole. If you're not there as a whole, so it doesn't make sense. It's incongruous to have a chumra in certain areas when you're still failing in basic Shemir Torah and mitzvos in other areas. It's like one of the Rebbeim, one of the more cynical Rebbeim in Yeshiva was saying recently how, like, certain people, when they decide to get frum, the first thing that comes is the payas. And then Shabbos. Shabbos will come after. You know, before the payas comes, you need the Shabbos first. So based on this idea, I think we can answer the questions we began with. The Torah specifically tells us about the mitzvah of leket and peya, eidon l'chaveiro, taking care of other people, helping out the poor, right after it tells us about the Yom Tov of Kabbalah Satorah. To emphasize that your Kabbalah Satorah is not complete unless it comes with a balance of Be'nadim L'chavero as well. And it's not only that great moment of seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of having that revelation, of passing out from hearing the first two Dibros Mipi HaGvura, that's great. It was obviously a critical moment, the critical moment in our history. But it has to come with taking care of the poor as well. Aseres HaDibros, half been on the Makom, half been on the Chaveru, balance. And the Ksav Sofer explains that's why we have a requirement, even when struggling with inner turmoil, even if a person sometimes is going through a difficult time, whether it be emotionally, whether it be in his family life, whether it be just in his own Yiddishkeit and his own growth, and he's not sure where he's holding and the future is uncertain, Ksav Sofer says it's critical to keep a happy face and relate to people in a positive way. I'm in a bad mood, it doesn't mean everybody else has to be in a bad mood. It doesn't mean that everyone has to see that I'm in a bad mood. We can't allow whatever avoda we have in precious to affect how we relate to other people, Ksav Sofer says. Ushmartim mitzvosei v'asisim osam, Ksav Sofer says, the pasuk says, observe my mitzvos, spend your life involved in the most sublime way, get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then right after that, v'lo sechalu Hashem kachi. But don't make that get in your way of how other people are going to perceive you and how they're going to react to you. If your chumras and your precious and your avodas Hashem is mechal Hashem kachi, well, then there's a problem. V'niktashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. Your sense of kedusha and precious. V'niktashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. Your sense of being Mekadei Shem Shemayim has to be in the context of those who are around you. And you have to appreciate how it's going to affect those who are around you. That's the sense of balance. On the one hand, striving and growing, and we can never stop growing, but make sure every step we take in Bein Adam L'Makom has an equal step in Bein Adam L'Chavero, and vice versa.